Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Shavuos is dedicated b'zchus Rifuah Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
Shavuos Daf Tesvav. Welcome back, everyone. Today's daf we're explaining the Mishnah about the way to be Moisev ala Yerv ala Zorais, way to enter the Beis Hamikdash and Yerushalayim. The Gemara brings at the beginning, the Gemara brings the drasha of that kechol asher animaro yischa istabnis hamishkan istabnis kol kelov v'chein tasu v'doiris. Anytime that you want to be makdish a makom a mikdash, so you need to be on the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu did it in that in his time. So Rashi says Moshe was a melech and a navi, and Aaron was the kohen gadol. That says urim v'tumim, and the shivim is the kainim. So that's how the Mishnah learns out. You need all the same. You need that you have all these had all these things in time of Moshe. From there, we learn out that also the Doros, we need to have all these things in order to be Makdish the Azara. Taiz asks a question here. Taiz Ben Rishayim asks a question that even though Aaron was around in the times of the Mishkan and there was the Urim V'Tumim, but they didn't ask the Urim V'Tumim before they built the Mishkan. When our Mishnah says that you need a Melech and a Navi and an Urim V'Tumim and a Sanhedrin, it's not just you need to have them around in order to be Moisev on the Erva and the Azores. The idea of the Melech and the Navi and Urim V'Tumim is we need to ask them. It needs to be done al pihem. They need to be the deciding force, or at least the agreeing consenting in building the in being Moisev, adding on to the city and on to the Azara. So the fact that Aaron was there in the times of the Mishkan and he had Urim V'Tumim was not involved in the decision of adding on to of making the Mishkan. Taisa asks another question that Kodem Shenizkayin Aaron Aidei Amiluim Nase Amishkan. The Mishkan was built when it was in Skadesh, before Aaron was chosen as the Kohen Gadol. So how can we say there was Urim V'Tumim around at the time of the Kiddush? The Kiddush happened before the Urim V'Tumim. The Urim V'Tumim only came with Aaron, and the Mishkan was Niskadesh before Aaron was Niskadesh. So those are the two questions of Taisus. Number one, that the Urim V'Tumim was not involved in the decision of making the Mishkan. And number two, that the Kiddush of the Mishkan happened before Aaron was Niskadesh. So there was no Urim V'Tumim around. The first question of Taisus we can ask not only on Urim V'Tumim, that the Urim V'Tumim were not asked. Also the Sanhedrin was not involved in the decision of making the Mishkan. They happened to have been there. There was a Sanhedrin, but they weren't involved in making the Mishkan. But seemingly that didn't bother Taisus because it could be that they were asked and they agreed. I mean, there was a direct tibur from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they couldn't be. Yeah, they agreed in the making of the Mishkan. But the Urim V'Tumim, the idea that we have the Urim V'Tumim doesn't mean that we need the Urim V'Tumim to be around, or even we need the Urim V'Tumim to be asked. You need to ask that we don't al pi Urim V'Tumim. Urim V'Tumim means that you have to ask the Urim V'Tumim and it has to light up and be told to go add on to the Mikdash and to the Azara. So there, that we don't find that there was any discussion between Moshe Rabbeinu and Urim V'Tumim whether they should build a Mishkan or not. So how could it be that they were definitely uninvolved entirely in the building of the Mishkan? Other things, the Sanhedrin. So maybe the idea didn't come from them, but it could be that they agreed. They said, okay, yeah, let's go have the Mishkan. But the Urim V'Tumim were not involved at all. Those are the two questions of Taisus. The first question of Taisus is that they didn't ask the Urim V'Tumim b'chlal. And the second question of Taisus is that the Urim V'Tumim were not potentially functioning even at that time, because the Mishkan was built before Aaron was Niskadesh to be the Kohen Gadol. These are the two questions of Taisus. So Taisus answers the first question that here we learn out, because it says v'chein tasu, that it's a ribui. Because it's a ribui, it seems like it's coming to include everything. even things, as long as these things existed in the times, in the time they made the Mishkan, so V'chitasu tells us anything that was around then is needed forever. Is needed from now on. That when you come to build a Mishkan to add onto the ear or to the Azara, you need these things. But not that at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was actually a necessary component and is used in the decision of making the Mishkan. So Tei says it only answers his first question. The second question is still shver, because it was not around at Bichlal, the Urim Tumim, at the time that they made the Mishkan. So on the second question of Tesis, the Meshech Chochma says, Meshech Chochma in Parshas Truma, Perk Chav Hei Pasuk Tes, says that he does not understand the question of Tesis at all. Because the Kiddush of the Mishkan we're referring to was not the Kiddush that happened when they made the Mishkan. It was when they made the Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai on Yom Kippur. He told Klal Yisrael to make the Mishkan. They built the Mishkan from the day after Yom Kippur until Chanukah, Chazal tell us, and then it stayed around until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's when the Mishkan was Niskadesh, was Niskayin, and then it was put up, and that was the time that the Mishkan was what became useful. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that when the Mishkan in Aaron and the Kehanim became Kehanim, and the Mishkan became a Mishkan. So now that we're learning out this V'chein Tatsu, that the Kedusha always needs to be done Al Pi, a Melech and a Novi, and Urim V'tumim, we're not learning that out from the time they built the Mishkan in the winter, from the day after Yom Kippur until Chanukah. We're learning this out from the Kedusha of the Mishkan, from the day that they were Mechanech the Mishkan. And Yimei Amiluim, from those days we're learning out that was done Al Pi, Melech and Novi, and a Urim V'tumim. So also the Dairus was done that way. Says the Meshech Chochma, at the same time the Mishkan was Niskadesh, also Aaron was Niskadesh. So we see that we can have a Kedusha, that the Kedusha was done at the time there was an Urim Tumim. Because Aaron's the Kedusha that happened at the time that there was an Urim Tumim. That answers the second question of Tesis. We don't find that Urim Tumim was asked. But this clap at the second question of Tesis, that there simply was no Urim Tumim around. Says the Meshech Chochma, know that it actually was around. It's referring to the time of the Kiddush of the Mishkan, the Mishicha of the Mishkan, and then also Aaron was in this Kaddish. And he answers that question. About the first question of Tesis, Tesis asks that we never find that they asked the Urim Tumim. So the Meshech Chochma there, and also the Pnei Yeshua Bayas, they say that the idea of asking the Urim Tumim is that always that we need to ask Urim Tumim is that it should be done apia gvura mamish. Even though there was a Navi, and the Navi told us b'shem Hashem that things should be done, but Urim Tumim is kilu, was Hashem talking directly, talks directly to Klal Yisrael. Urim Tumim doesn't go only through a Navi. Urim Tumim is Hashem lighting up His words to directly to Klal Yisrael. So that's the addition. And even though we have a Navi, also need an Urim Tumim, is because we need that there should be a direct speaking ke'ilu of Kadosh Baruch Hu talking to us, not going through the interpretation of the Navi. So because of that, say the Yeshua and the Meshech Chochma, that in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu that was not needed. There was a pia deeper mamish. Kadosh Baruch Hu had direct sivui to Moshe Rabbeinu to build the Mishkan. So it was no longer needed the inyan of the Urim Tumim. So that's again today's has two questions that we didn't find they asked Urim Tumim, and also that the Urim Tumim was not around. So not that Chayyim are saying that even though they didn't ask the Urim Tumim, but we had the mile of the Urim Tumim, that we had a direct connection, a direct speech from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us through Moshe talking to Pia Gvura, a tzivui, a direct tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in Meshech Chochma that the Urim Tumim actually was around. We still learn that from the fact that we needed the Urim Tumim, the Urim Tumim were there. It says in Meshech Chochma the Urim Tumim were there because we're referring to not the time the Klal Yisrael built the Mishkan, but the time the Mishkan was in Niskadesh and Nimshach, and then there was an Urim Tumim. Another point here, just Derech Agav, it's before in our sugya, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a melech. We don't find that too often. Moshe Rabbeinu was a melech. the Rimagash says that that's shot in the pasuk in Zayis Avracha. Vayhi b'Yeshurun Melech. It's referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeshurun is Klal Yisrael. When there's a Melech in Klal Yisrael, and that's Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the Melech. Rashi Alatera explains the pasuk differently. The Melech in this pasuk refers to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It seems the way we hold that Lamaisa in the Pesukim of Malchus and Rosh Hashanah. One of the Pesukim is Vayhi b'Yeshurun Melech. Malchus is referred to the Melech of Hakadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech. It's also that we interpret the pasuk as referring to Hakadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech. Here it means Hakadosh Baruch Hu and not Moshe Rabbeinu. According to the Rimagash, so learned the Pshutei Shal Mikra is that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Melech. But Rashi definitely agrees, as Rashi tells us, that Moshe was a Melech, and that also the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, also says that Moshe was a Melech. So we see that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Melech. So as the Nativ, that there's Machlekes in the Gemara Sanhedrin, whether Moshe was on the Sanhedrin. So the Nativ asks that the din is Ein Moshe even Melech b'Sanhedrin. Melech is not allowed to be part of the Sanhedrin. And here we see that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Melech. So, how can Moshe Rabbeinu be one of the members of the Sanhedrin? So I saw in Rabbi Yaakov David Ilan, in his Ars on the Rashba, says that there are really two inyanim of a Melech. There's a Melech that was chosen by the people, which started with Shaul HaMelech. People came and they wanted a Melech, and they went to Shaul, they went to Shmuel, and Shmuel told them, Hashem, this will be the Melech. And they agreed. This was a melech that was done with the parsha of Soim Tosim Alecha Melech. Parsha in Shoftim. The Klal Yisrael chose a melech for themselves. They wanted a melech. And they chose a melech. That, they says, Moshe Rabbeinu definitely was not, the malchus of Moshe Rabbeinu was definitely not learned out from that parsha. Hooray. Moshe Rabbeinu was not chosen b'chlal. We don't find the Klal Yisrael wanted a melech. Rather, Hashem chose him. And he told, and he sent them to Klal Yisrael to take them out of Mitzrayim. Also, the din minoy melech, the Rambam says, applies when they get to Eretz Yisrael. But the Gemara says, Shalosh mitzvos nistavu when they came to Eretz Yisrael. One of them is choosing a melech. Moshe Rabbeinu never was in Eretz Yisrael; he was in Chutz Laaretz. So Moshe Rabbeinu, the parashas melech of Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't from the din of Sein Tosim Alecha Melech. Moshe Rabbeinu, the fact that he was a melech means that he was the one in charge; he was the boss. He was the one in charge. He was the leader of the manhig of Klal Yisrael. And also, that also gave him a din of melech. So it says the din that a melech can be in the Sanhedrin comes to the din of Sein Tosim Alecha Melech. The din of Moira Malchus is that he has to be a different job and he can't be in the Sanhedrin. So Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he was a melech, like we see in our sugya, but there was no problem of him being in the Sanhedrin. Because there was no din of Emas HaMalchus, of Meir Malchus, which you learn out in the parasha, same as Alecha Melech, that wasn't the Malchus of Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't a Melech that was chosen by us, the Ramitzuveh, to have Meir from him. It's Poshet, he was the Manik, and that, in that way he was the Melech. His decisions were the deciding, he was the deciding force of Klal Yisrael. So for our din of building the ear and the Azarais, that we need the Melech who's in charge. We don't need the Melech Dafka was chosen from the parasha of Sein Tosim Alecha Melech. Another point here, the Rashbas brings from the Rabbi Nachananel and the Rimagash that in the Mishkan there were all these things. There was the Melech and the Novi and the Rivetumim. So that's why the Deiris, we learn out the same Din Kiddush that we had there. So Rashba asks that there was no Chometz in the Toida. We learn out that the Kiddush of the ear is done from the chametz of a taida. Says the Rashba, there was no chametz. I recall a menachas bo'us matzah. So the mincha they brought in the miluim was chametz. Was matzah, not chametz. This is the Rashba asks on the Rimagash and the Rebbeinu Chanano. So the Meshech Chachma, the same Meshech Chachma we referred to earlier in Parshas Truma, Perek Chafei, the Meshech Chachma says a pshat niflan or sugya, and he says that the Mishkan was in Skadish with two chatois. Before there in the dinim of the miluim, chatas to Aaron v'chatas to Yisrael, shmini lemiluim, referring to the kiddush that was done in the last day of the miluim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. There were two chatos brought. Aaron brought a chatos, and Meis b'nei Yisrael. There was also a chatos brought. So also the din kiddush l'doiris is done this in a similar way. Just meshacham, it says in meshacham that we can't bring a chatas anymore because ein chatas ba b'nedava. So we klaisol is deciding to add on even though it's done up pinavi, but there, unless there's a specific tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring a chatas as a hiras shah, so we can't do that. So because the chatas is not, they can't come as a nedava, so we bring a different carbon instead of the chatas. We bring a mincha, which can be brought as a nedava. And one of the minchas is nechal, and one of the menachas is not nechal, similar to the chatas that was brought in Parsha Shemini. The Aaron's chatas was burnt, and the other chatas was eaten. So similarly, the ledoiris, we have two menachas, and one of them is burnt, and one of them is eaten. It says Meshechach ledoiris nichnasu menachos tachas chatas. The toidos be'ir tachas chatas. Also the shtei toidos also were similar to the shtei chatos. That one of them was nechal, and one of them was nisraf. The picture, the tzura of the kiddush l'doiris is taken out exactly from the Mishkan. That we have two korbanos, and one is nechal and one is not nechal. That was the way the kiddush was done. It's just the practicality of the type of korban that was used had to change because you could no longer bring a chatas b'nedava. So you had to bring a mincha for the kiddush of the Azara and a toida for the kiddush of Yerushalayim. So we're not saying the Rashba understood in the Rimagash and the Reina Chanal, the Pshat is that exactly the same korbanot that were brought then were brought to Deiris. So that says the Meshachalma was not the case. It was a unique korban that was brought over here. But rather what we're referring to is that the idea of the same idea that was brought then, that we have two korbanos that were brought for the kiddush, and one was eaten, one was not eaten, so that didn't exist l'doiris. But what we're learning out though is that we need the same deciding branch, legislative, and deciding people to be here. That the same way it was done then, those are needed l'doiris. So therefore, we learn out the melech, the navi, and the Urim and Tumim, and the Sanhedrin, that is their L'Doiris. And the same Kiddush, also the same Kiddush that was done, really everything is beside the same. Just the only thing that's different, L'Doiris, is the channel, the object that was used as the carbon, the actual carbon was changed L'Doiris. But besides that, everything was the same. That is Meshechachma, he has Arichos here, but a beautiful Mahalach, he says in our Sigya, in the Meshechachma, in Parshas Truma, Perek Chafei, Pasuk Tes. Another point here in the sugya is the Gemara says that the asks on this drasha v'chein tasu, that the kelim that were in the times of the Mishkan, they were niskadish with Mishicha, that they anointed them with the oil, the Shemen HaMishcha, and that they became kadosh. But l'doiris is not that way. L'doiris, the kiddush of Klei Shares, is the avoida and not the Mishicha. So Mar says, why don't we darshan v'chein tasu l'doiris? Say that you need Dafka Mishicha and not Kiddush, and not Avoida. Tanya Gemara brings a drasha, Vayimshachim Vayikadish Oysam Vimashicha, Velo Lederis Vimashicha. So that's with Lederis, we do not need Mashicha. And therefore, the Kiddusha of Lederis is Dafka not with Mashicha, rather with Avoida. Just a few small horas on this din here. First, the Chasam Sofer says that not that Lederis, we don't need Mashicha. Rather, it's with Avoida. Says the Chacham Sofer, it's not the pshat that it's entirely disconnected from the Mashicha then. And really, L'doiris, we don't need the idea of Mashicha. Chacham Sofer says, no, really, we need Mashicha. Just the Mashicha that was done in the times of Moshe was Mekadesh, all of the Kelim that would come later on. When you start doing Avoida with them, they come back as being those types of Kelim. And then the Mashicha that was done on the original Kelim works for all the new Kelim. And it's not that it's an entirely different track, way of Yimikadosh things with Avoida. Just know the Avoida can tap into the Kedusha that was done in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, Aidei Mashiach. He says it's up here, the Sefri. That's what he says, that the Kedusha. It's not an entirely new Mahalach of Kedusha. That was one point. Another point in this Kedusha, there is Rashi says here, Mishichotzon b'shemen ha-mishcha, mekadoshotzon kedushas ha-guf, l'kli shoriz, u'l'kadosh ha-nechnas l'seicha. Rashi says that the Mishicha gave the kli shoriz kedusha, kedushas ha-guf. Kedushas ha-guf, that now they can be mekadosh things that go inside. And a kli, when a dam or a mincha goes into a kli, the kli gets kedushas ha-guf. So the thing that goes into it is kedushas ha-guf. Kedushas ha-guf means is that a mincha, until you put it in a kli shoris, if you want, you can be paid to the mincha. You can take the kedusha off of the mincha and put it onto money, and the mincha goes out to being chulin again. But once a mincha is put into a kli shoris, you can no longer redeem it. Now it's kadosh forever. So Rashi says that the kli itself got kedusha saguf, so therefore the thing that comes inside of it also has kedusha saguf, as Rashi says. So the lashon of Rashi here, it's mavur that the kli has kedusha saguf. The achronim ask the takanas Ezra meseches Meila daf Yutes and the Minchas Baruch ask that Rashi in Avodah Zarah says daf nun dal ramid beis. Rashi says that you could be paid a kli sharis. A kli sharis, if you have a need to be paid it to redeem it, that the kli should go out to chulin, you could be paid it. So they ask that there's a steer in Rashi. And Rashi by us says that the kli has kedushas haguf. The kli has kedushas haguf, and therefore it's also mekadesh thing that comes inside to get kedushas haguf. But it's mavur in Rashi that the kli itself has kedushas haguf, and the klal is once something has kedushas haguf, it can never be, you can never repay that. You can no longer redeem it. Its kedusha is forever. It's stuck in its kedusha. So he asks a steer in Rashi whether kli sharis have kedushas haguf. It's a very good question. I don't know of a good answer to it. L'famriyata, this question whether kli sharis have kedushas haguf is a machlokes tanoim in Me'ila daf Yutes and Beis, machlokes Rabbi Nechemia and Chachamim. I'm doing to get into that sugi right now, but that's the machlekas there. But it's not mukhrach. There's another way to learn over there to see it. Mer Tashem. So it's a while to get to Me'ila, but to Maseches Me'ila. But in Rashi here, Rashi by us at least is mavur that there's kedushas haguf, and Rashi in Avodah Zarah is mukhrach. There's no kedushas haguf. It's a big question in Rashi. It's here in Rashi. Another point in this din of kli sharis. One last point. And we mentioned that the deiros, they're not niskadish aydei mishicha, rather avodasan mincha and chasan. When you do avoda with the kli sharis, that's what gives it kedusha. So the Mikdash David in Simin Beis Sifkatan Aleph, is medaykem achleikas rishenim. And what does it mean avodasan mincha and chasan? Which type of avoda do we need to do in order to be mekadish the kli sharis? The Rambam is loshen. The Rambam is that you have to do the malacha ruuya lohim. So the malacha, which is proper, which is normally done with them. So the Fiza says in Mikdash David, even if what you're doing right now is not avoida, but as long as you're doing something which is with the job of this kli, then it will be mekadesh the kli. The kli needs its starts its process, its mahalach of what it's going to do. The idea of always of chinuch, Rashi says in Parashas Tetzaveh, that chinuch means starting something or someone on a path. That's the whole chinuch of the Mishkan and chinuch of a child. You're starting them on a path which they'll continue on later on. So that's why the Rambam learns that the avodasan mincha and chasan means whatever need the kli has, whatever the job of the kli is to be done with. So the first time you do it, that's how the kli gets kedusha. However, the Mikdash David brings that the Rishonim and Yuma are not that way. The Tzishonim and the Ritva and Yuma Daflam Mites are bothered. That where they're done, so whether the kalpi was a kli sharis, the kalpi which was they used to hold the two lots, and that the Kohen Gadol made a raffle on Yom Kippur between the Sir Lazozel and Sir Lashem, and he put them in a kalpi, he put the two things in a wooden box, and he chose them from there. So tomorrow is done, whether it was a kli sharis or not, the kalpi. So Yishayin Mar bothered that how could it be a kli sharis? Harith Mar says by us. Avodasan milchan chasan, and at Hagrola that the Kohen Gadol made the raffle between the Sir Lashem and the Sir Lazozo, Gemara says in Yuma that Hagrola Lava Vaidi. So how could it be that the Kalpi was a Kli Sharis? This was the question that the Rishonim there ask. So they one answer that they say is maybe that you use it for something else, you use it to put a mincha inside. And then it was an Aveda. So then it began Kedusha. It's clear in the Rishonim both points. And number one, that even though its job was to be a Kalpi, its job was to hold the lots of the raffle of Yom Kippur, but that wasn't good enough. Because it's not an Aveda. We need Dafka Aveda. It's not good enough, the job and the role of this Kli to be Mekadesh it. And we see also in their answer that one of their answers is that you did an Aveda with it. That Aveda that was done was a one-time job. You're never going to use the Kalpi again to do an Aveda. The whole point, the whole role of the Kalpi was to hold the lots on Yom Kippur. So we see in both points that the Rishonim understood that it's not that the beginning of the Kli in its process later on, so it's Mekadesh it. Rather, you need to do an Aveda with the Kli. The Maisa Aveda is Mekadesh the Kli. That's how they understood this Inyan of Avodosa Mincha and Chasam. But the Rambam, as Mr. Shabbos says, understood differently. He understood that as more a concept of Chinuch. You're starting the Kli along its path. So therefore, any job which the Kli is destined to be used for, that could be Mekadesh the Kli. Mor goes on to explain the next part of the Mishnah, that the ears is Kaddish with Shtei Toidos, which Mor explains to mean Shtei Lachmei Toida, of the Lachem Chometz of the Toida. And the Azara was Niskadesh with Shari Mincha. It says, "My Yerushalayim Dover Necha Bava Yotim Menu Nifsal, Af Azara Dover Necha Bava Yotim Menu Nifsal." So, therefore, we both have the same the things that you need to eat in specifically there. That's what Mekadesh it. So there's a nidon here, and we're showing them how where were these things brought? Where were they shecht and bring these korbanos of the Torah and the Mincha? Meaning the until when Shlomo HaMelech came to be Mekadesh the Beis HaMikdash, there was no Beis HaMikdash until he was Mekadesh it. So where did he bring the Toida and the Shari Mincha? So the Toida is not really shver, because it could be that he was first Mekadesh in the Mikdash and then he's Mekadesh Yerushalayim. So once it was the Mikdash, then they can bring a Korban Toida and then they can go be Mekadesh Yerushalayim. But what's definitely shver is the Azara. How you Mekadesh the Azara, you couldn't bring, there's no it's a Mikdash around to bring Korbanos. So the Yerushalmi asked this question, the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, asked the question, it's down about everything, also about the Teda. And the Yerushalmi says there, they brought it in the Bama G'dayla of Noiv, of Givayn. At the time of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan still existed. It was The Mishkan had went all the way through the Midbar, and then it was put in Gilgal, and then it was in Shiloh for a few hundred years, and afterwards it went to Noiv, and then to Givayn. And the time that Shlomo HaMelech built the Beit HaMikdash, the Mishkan was in Givayn, and that's where they went to bring Karbanos. So the Yerushalmi says they brought the Karbanos in Givayn, and from there they brought it to Yerushalayim. That's what the Yerushalmi says. The Shiri HaKarban there, and the Yerushalmi asks that works for the Taida. So you could bring the Taida there, and then you could come and you could bring the Karban Taida there. And you could take the Lechem from Givayn and bring it to Yerushalayim, because it won't become puzzle. The Mishnah says in the end of Zvachim, that in time of Noiv Givayn, Kachim Kalam or Nechal b'chol Ari Yisrael. You can eat Kachim Kalam anywhere. Therefore, in the time of Noiv Givayn, so a Karban that you bring in Noiv Givayn, you can bring it to Yerushalayim and it's not of a psul yaitse. So that's why when we got to Yerushalayim, the Toida was still kasha. But the mincha that was brought in Noiv Givayn, so it once it leaves the klayim of the Mishkan, the chatzar, the din that had the place of the Mishkan, once it leaves the Mishkan, so it has a psul yaitse. So how did you get the lechen, the Shari Mincha from Givayn to Yerushalayim, that Adam Epsol Yetze? That, yes, some Yerushalmi, a very big question. Taz, that's another question. That the Machlokes in the end of Maseches Zvachim, Yesh Mincha Bebama or Ein Mincha Bebama? Can the Mincha be brought in a Bama? Not the Ein Mincha Bebama, you can't bring a Mincha anywhere, even in a Bama G'dayla. I mean, there are two types of, in the times of the Heter Bamais, There are two types of bama. There was the bama that a person can make in your backyard, and you can bring your own karbonis. And there's a bama that was in where the Mishkan was. The Mishkan in Hoyev or Givon is called the bama gdoila. Man damer that ein mincha bama holds that not only a mincha can't be brought in a bama ktana, a person's individual bama, but even the bama gdoila cannot bring a mincha. So again, how do they bring this mincha? Bichlal, they use it to be mekadesh the azara. There's no mincha in a bama. This is the question of Tesis. So Tesis gives two answers to this question. First answer, he says, is that it was a new type of kiddush that was done. Tesis calls it a bon kachas. That when they were makar, there was no kedushas hazara yet, but when they were makar of the mincha, they did kmitza. Every avodah that was done in the kmitza was mekadesh the makom that was being done in kedushas hazara. And afterwards, they went and they took the shiurei mincha and they went around the whole hazara to mekadesh the whole perimeter of the hazara. But even before they made the parade around the hazara, the actual akravas hamincha was mekadesh the makom they did it on to give it the kedushas hazara. That's one answer of Taisus. He says another answer that came to Leevshar Loit Zarech, because it was impossible to do it in any other way. So therefore, he didn't need to bring the Shari Mincha. I mean, that we say the Azara was in Skadish without the Shari Mincha. Now that the Gemara says that you need Shari Mincha, that's to be the Moisif on the Azara. You want to make the Azara bigger, so then you do it with the Shari Mincha. Because then you can go bring Rak of Karbonis on the Mizbeach. But in the original making of the Azara for the first time, so there was no way to do it. So then it's not Mekadosh it. Bezim wanted to Mekadosh it, and it became Kodesh. And that was enough. But when you have the opportunity, the ability to do more, like to win your Moisev and the Azara, then you need Shari Mincha. So those are the two answers of Tesis. Again, that the first answer of Tesis is that it was in Skadish, the Bas Achas, with the Azara, with that Krava, every part of that Krava that was done was Mekadosh that Mokum of the Azara. That's one answer of Tesis. The second answer of Tesis is that because it was Loi Efsher, so therefore you didn't need Shari Mincha to Mekadesh the Azara in the first time. Those are the two answers of Tesis. Tesis then goes on to use this idea of the second answer, that because it was impossible, so therefore the Kedusha happened without any Shari Mincha. Tesis uses this to answer up another question, that Tesis asks the Sugi Vayas only refers to the Kedusha of the Harabaya, of the Yerushalayim, and of the Azara. But he says there are other types of Kedushas. The Kedusha of Harabayas. There are three Kedushas in Yerushalayim. There was the Makom HaMikdash, which is called the Azara, and the Harabayas, which in the Midbar was similar to Machane Leviyah. And then there's the Ear of Yerushalayim, which in the Midbar was similar to Machane Yisrael. Says Tesis, there is no how the mission. The Gemara doesn't tell us how to mekadesh the harabayas, and we don't have any specific way because we always need something which is nechal only there. Shir mincha are nechal only in the azara, and Toido is nechal in the Yerushalayim and not out of Yerushalayim. Tesis says there is nothing which can be eaten only in harabayas. It doesn't have a specific. It's not a specific makom of anything which its achila is uniquely there and not outside of it. So how are they Mekadosh Harabayas? Tesis has another question. How are they Mekadosh the Ari Chayma? Many cities in Eretz Yisrael had a din of Ari Chayma, which have a Kedusha, that a Mitzvah can't go inside of those cities. So how are they Mekadosh them? Again, you have no type of item that could be eaten only there and not outside. So Tesis says we have to say that because there's no other way of being Mekadosh, therefore you didn't need this Mahalach of Shtei Toides or the Shari Mincha. The thing that was said by the Shtei Toides and the Shari Mincha was unique to the Yerushalayim and the Azara, which have things which can only be eaten in them. That's the same answer that Tesis used to explain that in the Mincha, Laman Damar Ein Mincha Bebama, so they were Mekadesh the Azara for the first time in times of Shleimai, they did not use Shari Mincha. These are the Chiddush of Tesis. Another point of what the Gemara says here, the Yisoid, of the way the Kedusha works. Just by Toida, the way it works is that it's Nechal only in Yerushalayim and not out of Yerushalayim, and it'll become possible by Yotze if you take it out of Yerushalayim. So too, by the Shiari Mincha, they could be nechal only in the Hazara. So by bringing them there, that's Mekadesh, that this new place to be part of the Hazara. So the Rimagash says that the Kedush here happens through the Achila, Chiddush of the Rimagash. It's not that they're walking around is Mekadesh the Hazara. You need that also, that's part of the process. But the Kedusha is only completed when you go and you eat the Shari Mincha in the new part of the Hazara, or you eat the Lach Meitaida in the new part of Yerushalayim. He says the Rimagash. Comes out of the Rimagash, a fascinating Kiddush, that if the Taida is possible for whatever reason, the Lechem became possible, or the Shari Mincha became possible, you couldn't eat it, then you would not be Mekadesh. The whole Kedusha happens at the Achila. That's the Rimagash. The Rashba brings his Rimagash, and he says that's not what the Gemara means. Gemara doesn't mean that you actually need to eat it there in order to be Mekadesh it. The Gemara means that anything that if it would be Yotzei would be possible. So the fact that it's here is Mekadesh it. The fact that I'm bringing it here, that makes it Kadosh. But you don't need Davka the Achila to be Mekadesh it. I mean, the Rimagash learned that it's totally in Achila, being over here in the Psul Yotzei, was a raya that the Kiddush happens at day of the Achila. And the Rashi says, no, the Gemara doesn't mean the Kiddush happens at day of the Achila. Just the walking itself is what's Mekadesh. But the walking in a place which is making this as a new Mokum Achila for the Mincha or for the Torah, that's what's Mekadesh. It's Machlokes between the Rashi and the Rimagash. But Bein Lamar or Bein Lamar, either way, L'chor we would say that the Kiddush that happens here is very connected to the Psul Yetze, meaning that really when a Mincha leaves the Azara, it has a Psul Yetze. So the fact that I'm bringing the Mincha to a new part of the Azara, and it's not being Nifsal B'Yetze, so that's what's Mekadesh it. And the Kedusha happens because of something where I'm it's like proving the fact that this is part of the Azara. I'm bringing it here and it's not getting Nifsal B'Yetze. So because of that, that's how the Kedusha happens. That's how we don't understand the Gemara. But I think that's correct pshat. We mentioned earlier the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that they brought this korban in Noi V'Givayin. Givayin, they brought the korban, the Toida, and then they brought it to Yerushalayim. That's what they did in times of Shlomo HaMelech. A korban that was brought in Givayin doesn't have a psul yetze anywhere. Wherever you bring it, it will never have a psul yetze. So you can bring this to wherever you want. You can bring this anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz Laretz. It will not get a psul yetze, this korban. So the fact that you bring it to Yerushalayim, and you add on to the Yerushalayim, to the city of Yerushalayim, with this toida, with this lachmei toida, it's for sure not going to get a psul yetze. There's no way that it will get a psul yetze. Even if you bring it now outside of the walls of Yerushalayim, the korban was brought in Givayin. It was a korban that was brought there, so this korban can be eaten anywhere. This korban itself will never get a psul yetze. So what the Gemara means that it has a psul yetze, that it means it's just a type, it's a description of which type of korban we need to bring here. The idea of the Kiddush here is that we're making this part of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is a place where Katrin Kalam are Nechal, and Dafka in Yerushalayim, and not out of Yerushalayim. That's what's happening, I did the Kiddush. So the way I do that is I take something, a type of carbon, which can be eaten only in Yerushalayim and not out of Yerushalayim, and I bring it, in Yerushalayim, and I walk around the walls of Yerushalayim to bring it to with this carbon. So that's it's kilu showing that Yerushalayim is a place for eating a taida. But we're not referring to this specific taida that I'm holding in my hand right now. That you see, this taida is not getting puzzle. So therefore, any taida that's brought here will not get puzzle, because this taida for sure is not going to get puzzle. As we mentioned, this taida was brought in Givayin. That wasn't what was happening. Rather, what happens is by walking around with the lechem of the taida, that shows that this is a place for eating taidais, other taidas, and who are in all kachem kalim, but not something unique that was going on in it, with this food itself. Another point the Rambam mentions, when you add on to the Azara, could only add on until the end of Harabites. Cannot add on further than Harabites. It's not mentioned by us in the Gemara, but that's what the Rambam writes. And in Perek Vav Halacha Yud, Rav Sameach brings a makar to the Rambam from the Gemara in Chagiga, and then he adds on, Remez Gadol Zeh Mikra Molei, Bahara Hashem Yiroi. Avraham Avinu at the Akedah calls the makam of the Mikdash Har Hashem. Zehu Bahar. Levada Har Ein Rishus Lo Hisif. That the whole Har can be called the makam of Hashem. The whole Harabais can be called the makam of Hashem. You could make the whole Harabais into the Beis HaMikdash, but not more than that. Also in the Pasuk, in Shira Tayam, Bahar Nachloscha, Mikdash Hashem Koyimu Yadecha. So in the Har that Hashem chose, that's where the Mikdash will be. The Targum says, Betur Dach Santach, Asr Maskon Lebeis Shchintach. That the mountain of your inheritance that you gave to us, that's the place where there's going to be the makam of the Shechina. So it's mavur that the way to add on to the Azara, it's only until the Harabais. Beautiful pshat from the Raya that the Arsameach brought to this Rambam, that Tosafa on the Mikdosh, it's only until Harabais. Another point here in the Gemara. Where it says, "Ein minyan beis hamikdash b'alayla." Abai learns that a pasuk, "L'yoy makim es hamishkan b'yoy makimu b'alayla ein makimoy." Minchas Chinuch assumes that this din is only din l'chatchila. That l'chatchila you can't build a beis hamikdash b'alayla, but if you build it b'alayla, it's still a kosher beis hamikdash. You can still use it to bring korbanos. So it's din of a beis hamikdash. The mikdash David in Simin Aleph, Sifkatan Aleph, brings right now like this from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says when Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan, that we put it up both by day and by night. And the Yerushalmi says when he put it up by night, he had to take it down and put it up again in the daytime, because the Hakamas Laila is not kosher for Avodas Yom. So the Yerushalmi says in Mikdash David that we see that the Binyan Beis Hamikdash by Laila is puzzle. It's not usable. It's not considered a Binyan. To machshir the avoda of yom, the Mikdash David says. So this time we have a machlekes shiladina between the Minchas Chinuch and the Mikdash David, whether binyan beis hamikdash balayla is ma'akev, that's what the Mikdash David says, that it's ma'akev, and then Minchas Chinuch says that it's only din lechatchila. They argue here what the yisrael of the mitzvah of the binyan beis hamikdash. The Minchas Chinuch understands that the ikar, the mitzvah, is that the Beis Hamikdash should be built. There is mitzvahs to get to the result, to bring about the result that the Beis Hamikdash is built. So the way that we do that is by building it ourselves. But the yisrael of the mitzvah is to have a Beis Hamikdash. If so, then the way that you do it is only a hechitimsa. It's not really the Meis HaMitzah. The Meis HaMitzah is the result of having the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, the Minchas Chinuch assumes that it's, even though there's a mitzvah l'chatchila to b'alayla, but it can be ma'akiv, because we brought about the result of having a Beis HaMikdash. A similar concept to these famous yisoid of the Machane Ephraim, that a goy could build a ma'akeh, even though there's no shlichus for a goy. But I'm going to build my mica, because the ikar of the mitzvah is that I have a mica, have the result of having a mica. So then there's no problem of ein shlichus l'nochri, because we have the result of having a mica. Similarly, the Minchas Chinuch holds that the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash is to get a Beis HaMikdash. So even though this is din l'chatchila to b'alayla, but it's not ma'akev, because at the end we have the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem gave the Mikdash David, I'll know that the building of the Beis HaMikdash is what gives it a terrorist Beis HaMikdash. So if there's din that you can't build it b'alayla, so it's ma'akev, and attack is not. There's not chal on it that there is Beis HaMikdash if it's built by Laila. If we're correct in the opinion of the Minchas Chinuch, could maybe answer the Mikdash David's question on the Minchas Chinuch. Mikdash David brought from the Yerushalmi that when they put up the Mishkan by night, so it wasn't possible for Avodat Hayom. You needed to put it up again in the daytime in order to make a kosher for Avodat Hayom. So now the Mikdash David proves that the din of Hakamas Laila is Binyan Laila is Ma'akiv. Could be the Minchas Chinuch holds that was only in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, even though they're Makadish, the Mishkan itself, they did Meshicha and the Krushim and the whole Mishkan. But in the Mishkan, every time they put it down, there was no more Kedusha. Putting up the Mishkan is what gave it Kedusha. So because the building it is what gave it Kedusha, so therefore, when you put it up by night, so you're trying to be Mechal, a Teiris Beis HaMikdash by night, so that's Ma'akif. Could be the Minchas Chinuch agrees. The Minchas Chinuch is talking about L'doiris. L'doiris, we build a Beis HaMikdash, and then we're Mekadosh the Beis HaMikdash, like the Gemara says by us. It was on a Pi Melech and Novi, it's a whole Mahalach, it's how to Mekadosh the Beis HaMikdash. So when we're coming to be when the Kedusha is Chal, Ayidei the Kiddush, which is Betzem, a different step than the Binyan. First you build it, there's the mitzvah to build it, and then there's the Kiddush. So even though the mitzvah that the Binyan should be Balayla, that's not Ma'akev, because that is only Hechitimsa. So Hechitimsa to have a Beis HaMikdash, and what gives the Beis HaMikdash the Kedusha is the Kiddush. So it could be that the Kiddush Balayla is Ma'akev. Even though the Kiddush has to be as like the Binyan, both of them are Bayoim, but what gives it the Kedusha is the Kiddush. So that could be Ma'akev Balayla, that could be the Mikdash David, the Minchas Chinuch could agree to the Mikdash David, that what gives the Kedusha to the Mikdash is Ma'akev. So in the Mishkan, every time they put up the Mishkan, it was Chalan and a new Kedusha. When the Mishkan was down, there was no Kedusha in the Mokim. So every time they put up the Mishkan, it gave it a new Kedusha. So then if you put up Balayla, it's Ma'akev. Shengen in the Beis HaMikdash, where the Kedusha was Chal, not Idei the Binyan itself, rather, the process that we learn in our Mishnah, that's what gave it Kedusha. So there the mitzvah binyan is only Hechitimsa Bialma. But what gives it the Kedusha is the Kiddush. That could be an answer on the Minchas Chinuch. Another point here on this topic of binyan balayla, Taisa asks by us from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Naflamid. Gemara there says that it's possible that the third Beis HaMikdash will be built on the Yontif of Shavuos, of Pesach, on the Yontif of Pesach, or on the night of Matzah Yontif of Pesach, and Tezai Nisan. So you see that the Beis HaMikdash can be both on Yontif or Balayla. So Taisa asks that our Gemara says that the Beis HaMikdash is not on Yontif and not Balayla. But also Rashi and Rosh Hashanah there, Daflamid already asked this question. So Rashi there, and Tayyiz Bayos answer, that the third Beit HaMikdash is going to be, not going to be built by people. It will be coming down from Min HaShemayim. So there's no problem of Binyan Beit HaMikdash Balayla or Beyom Tov. That's the answer of Rashi and Tayyiz. So the Mikdash David, as we mentioned earlier, the Mikdash David holds that Binyan Beit HaMikdash Balayla is Ma'akif. So the Mikdash David is Meir that if it's really Ma'akev, like he proved from the Yerushalmi, then what does it help that it's Bidei Shamayim? If it's a din in our mitzvah, so when that we can't build it Balayla, so the Binyan Lasid Lavoi, that our Maisa Binyan, so it's okay that it's built Balayla or Anyantiv. But if it's Ma'akev, it's not Chalan, it's Tiras Beis HaMikdash, when it's built Balayla, so what does it help that the third Beis HaMikdash is Kamez Amin HaShamayim? It's still a problem. It's not Chal Teres Beis HaMikdash if it's built Balayla. That's the question of the Mikdash David. So the Stipler here in Shavuos answers the question of the Mikdash David. Stipler says that even Lefi the Yerushalmi, that Binyan Beis HaMikdash Balayla is Ma'akev, that's only when Beis HaMikdash comes Aidei Binyan. When it comes Aidei Binyan, so then there is said a din of how to make it. The binyan has to be a binyan of yom, not a binyan of laila. However, says the stipler, that if the binyan based on mikdash of lasid lavoi comes down min hashamayim, which will not have a pasuk, mikdash Hashem kainu yodecha, that mikdash comes is the hands of kilo Hakadosh Baruch Hu made it. We don't need our hands to make the third based on mikdash. So that mikdash that's lahedyon not wasn't set in the din of binyan based on mikdash bidei adam bichlal. The whole din binyan that it has is mikdash Hashem kainu yodecha. So because there's no din binyan. So there's also not Ma'akev Binyan Laila. Laila is a tenai in how to do the Binyan. If you don't need a Binyan, Bidei Adam, then it doesn't bother us that it was done by Laila. That's the disciple that answers this question, Mikdash David. A very nice answer. Another, one last point here that this disciple there deals with the question that we've seen our Gemara, that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is possible, it cannot be done by Laila and not be done on Yom Tov. As it says the Stipler, in Cain, it should be that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah sase shazman groma. Hare, it has certain times when you can do it. You can't do it by Laila. You can't do it on Yantif. So it's a mitzvah sase shazman groma. Imkein, Noshim should be potter from being in Mesa Mikdosh. Because it's a mitzvah sase shazman groma. But he asks, so the Rambam says in Perak Aleph Mesa Bechira, Halacha Yud Beis, Hakol Chayovin live nice ulisai ba'atzamam uvimamoinam. Everyone has to help out either by physically building or to donate money to the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. And Noshim v'Noshim. Ke Mikdash HaMidbar. Rambam says that also Noshim are chayiv in the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. Why are they chayiv? Chor to mitzvah seishas man grama. So Sefer says like this, that it's that it, this question has two parts of it. One is that it's you can build the Beis HaMikdash by night, and one you can build it by yontiv. Sefer says each one has its own answer. It's not Isra building on yontiv, says the Sefer, there it's the Isra is because of the Chilul Yontiv Shebizeh. In Binyan Beis HaMikdash Doiche Yontiv. Rashi says on Tzad of the Gemara in Yevamis that in Binyan Beis HaMikdash Doiche Shabbos and Yontiv will also Ikari Shabbos. So it's the Isra of Yontiv that you can't do it. Because if you build the Beis HaMikdash on Yontiv, about it's Chalon Atar's Beis HaMikdash. Just you're over an Isra of Yontiv. There's no problem. It's not a din in the Beis HaMikdash when the Beis HaMikdash can be built. It's that it's the Beis HaMikdash, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah Binyan Beis HaMikdash doesn't have the ability to be Deicha Yontif. So Mele it's also because of Yontif. But the mitzvah is chal the whole time. So it's not called the mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. Because this man is always Mechayiv me. Just mitzvah, the Itzer of Yontif, I can't build the Beis HaMikdash. That's mitzvah Yontif. But mitzvah Laila, it's still shver. When he said Laila, you can't build a Beis HaMikdash by Laila, and that's a din. That's not because of any Isser of Laila. It's just that it's the time to build a Beis HaMikdash. So it should be a mitzvah Zeisha's man grama. So answers the statement that ain't binyan Beis HaMikdash by Laila only refers to the Gemar HaBinyan. You can't conclude the binyan by Laila. You can't make it into Beis HaMikdash by Laila. But all the building that goes on until the Makir Patish of the Beis HaMikdash, so that's Pashtu, that's Kosher by Laila. It's you could be Isaac in the binyan balayla. Just the what you can't create the Beis HaMikdash. The fear ice the Beis HaMikdash that can't be done balayla. So but the mitzvah binyan Beis HaMikdash includes all of the achanas of the Beis HaMikdash. So those can be done balayla. Therefore, it's a mitzvah seisha einas man grama because and laila is also a time to be Isaac in the binyan of the mikdash. He doesn't bring a raya, but the Maisa, the Tezrid in Kiddushin Daf Chavtes, says that the mitzvah of Mila, that the Av is chayav to Ma'al son, is not a mitzvah seisha zman grama. Even though Mila is only kosher by Yoim, but because the whole asek of getting ready for the Mila and finding a mayel and finding a knife, anything you have to do to prepare for the Mila, so that can be done by Laila also. Therefore, it's called the mitzvah seisha she'ena zman grama. Even though the Gemar mitzvah, the Iker mitzvah, is only done by Yoim, but because the Esek of the mitzvah is Kasher Balayla, so that's called the mitzvah Sei Yishein Esman Gram. So that's what's similar to what the Sefer says here about Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That even though the Gemar of the Binyan is only by Yoim, but the Esek of building the Beis HaMikdash is done by Laila also, and therefore it's a mitzvah Sei Yishein Esman Gram. So just to summarize what we saw in the topic of Binyan Beis HaMikdash Balayla, and Yom Tov is we start off with the Machlokes, the Minchas Chinuch, and the Mikdash David. The Minchas Chinuch holds that the Binyan Bayoim is only done L'chadchila, but B'diyavet, if you build the Balayla, it's Chalan in a Teres Beis HaMikdash. The Stipler, the Mikdash David, says a note that the Binyan Laila is Ma'akev, that's what he brings right from the Yerushalmi. I wanted to say that the Tzad of the Machlokes is the Binyan, the Hechitimsa, for the chalaisak for to become a Beis HaMikdash, or the binyan is what makes him to Beis HaMikdash, and because the Minchas Chinuch could be that he agrees that in the Mishkan, putting it up is what made into a Mishkan. So then the din of Yoim is ma'akev. Hashem came in the Beis HaMikdash, where what gives it the kedusha is the seder that's mentioned in our Mishnah with Bezdin and the Teidus and the Shari Mincha. So there it is not it's. The binyan itself is not what gives kedusha, so therefore it's only done lechatchila to be done by yoim. Another point is that we mentioned that Rashi and Taisa say that the third Beis HaMikdash could be built by laila and on yomtiv, because there the mikdash is not being built from through people, rather from through a kadosh baruch hu, There's no problem there of binyan balayla and binyantiv. And the Mikdash David asked that it should still, that if it's ma'ake binyan layla, then it should still be possible over there, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making the third Mikdash. And that discipler answered that that because the whole din of binyan bayayim and labalayla is only is a tenai in the binyan, when we have a din of how to make a Mikdash. But the Mikdash is made without us making it, so then it's not an akiv that it's done by yayim and labalayla. And the last point is that the stipler said that the binyan based on Mikdash is not a mitzvah seish as man drama, like it's before in the Rambam, no shemar chayiv in the binyan based on Mikdash. Because even though it does not apply balayla, that's only the Gemar mitzvah is not balayla, but the Esek of the mitzvah can be done balayla. And that it can't be done on yontif, it's only mitzad yontif. But mitzad, the din of Beis HaMikdash, it applies even to yontif. Last point I wanted to speak about today is the din of Shir Shal Toida. Mara says that the Shir Shal Toida was with a lot of musical instruments, kinneris, nevalim, tzilzolim, etc. Mim Hashem ki didisoni. Out of Sukkim that they said, Shir Shal Pagayim, they said with the Shir Shal Toida. It's time that the Gemara calls it a Shir Shal Toida. The Rambam brings down this in only when you're Masif on Yerushalayim. When you did it with the Shtei Toida, so then you said the Shir. When you're Masif on the Azara, when you're done with the Shari Mincha, the Rambam doesn't mention anything about a Shir. The Rambam learned that it was a Shir Shal Toida, like the Gemara says, only when you bring a Toida. And just in the Lashon HaMishnah, I wasn't sure, but the Lashon HaMishnah says, Ein Masif in Ala Ir of Ala Azorais, Ela Bamelech Venavi Vurmetumim, Sanhedrin Shoshim Vechad Shtei Toidais, Ubashir. So the din of the mission is talking about both the ear and the azores, and it mentions the shear. So it sounds like from the mission that the shear also goes on the azara when you add it to the azara of the Beis HaMikdash. However, the mission also mentions shtei toides, and that's for sure is only referring to adding on to Yerushalayim, because when you add on to the Mikdash, you bring shari mincha like we learned earlier. So I guess the way to read the Mishnah is that from shtei toides and on, it's only referring to Yerushalayim. The din that you need Urim v'tumim and Melech and Novi applies for always, but when you add into Yerushalayim, you need Shetaitis and Shir. That's Kinnear the way the Rambam read the Mishnah. Akoponim, it's Mavur here that there's a Shir Shal Toida that they said when they did their parade around Yerushalayim. They said the Shir Shal Toida. So Rashi learns that the Shir Shal Toida was Mizmor L'Saida. Ma'u Shir Shal Toida says Rashi Mizmor L'Saida. That's a Shir Shal Toida. And besides that, they also said, "Arvim Hashem ki dilisoni, v'negalei krav olecha." Other pesukim that they said, besides the Shir Shal Toida, but the Shir Shal Toida Rashi says is Mizmor L'Saida. Also, Rashi L'Shitas says Rashi in Tehillim Parakuf, and Mizmor L'Saida. Rashi there says that it's Mizmor that was said when you bring a carbon Toida. That's what it means. Mizmor L'Saida. This Mizmor should be said for a Toida when you bring a carbon Toida. That's a Rashi who learns Pshat in the Gemara. The Rambam, by Yosef Nuchas Beis HaBechira, when he brings down this Mahalach of going around Yerushalayim, the Rambam says, Perkvav Beis HaBechira Loch Yebeis, Akol Pino Pino Vakol Evan Vi Evan Shep Yerushalayim Ho'oimri Marumim Hashem Ki Tilisani. But the Rambam does not mention Bechlal that they said Mizmor L'Soida. He only said Arumim Hashem. So the Mishnah Melech says that the Rambam learns Pshat in the Gemara that when he's Shir Shal Toida, is Arumim Hashem. Meaning Rashi, when they said a Shir Shal Toida, and they also said Arumim Hashem, Rambam, the Shir Shal Toida is Arumim Hashem Ki Tilisoni. That was the Shir of Hoida, of adding on to Yerushalayim, that they said the Shir of Hanukkah Sabayis, Arumim Hashem Ki Tilisoni. So the question how to read the Gemara. Rashi, they've said two things, Shir Shal Toida and Arumim Hashem. The Arumim Hashem is the Shir Shal Toida. So the very interesting ramification of this machlekes halach lemaisa. The tour in Rechaim Tzim and Reish Pei Aleph says that in Ashkenaz, the meaning is that on Shabbos you don't say Mizmor L'Saida, because you can't bring a korban toida on Shabbos. The tour writes, though, the Eini Yodei Tam L'Minog Zeh. He doesn't know why not to say Mizmor L'Saida on Shabbos. We should also say it on Shabbos. So explains the Beis Yosef, what does the tour hold? All right, we can't bring a korban toida on Shabbos. So the Beis Yosef, that we say Mizmor L'Saida and davening each day is not unrelated to a korban toida. That we say in Mizmor L'Saida is for Hidayah. We're being thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the reason that we say Mizmor L'Saida. So the Sherei Knesset HaGedola explains that what's the Machlokes? Machlokes Tur and the Minhag Ashkenaz, which he brings Kama Rishayim hold this way, Abu Darham and the Shibbolei Aleket, that we don't say Mizmor L'Saida on Shabbos. As they held, the Mizmor L'Saida is related to the Karban Taida. That's Muchach and Nar Gemara and Shvuitz, he says. It's more in the Gemara that Mizmor L'Saida is a Shir Shal Taida. So, we're saying it because it's a shir that was said for bringing Karban Taida. In Cain, we don't bring Karban Taida on Shabbos, we don't say it. It says the Torah, so what does the Torah hold? The Torah is, it says the Shir Knesset Gedola, the Torah learned our sugya like the Rambam. The Rambam held that the Shir Shal Taida is Aramim Chashem. We never bichlal find that for a Karban, when you bring Karban Taida, you say Mizmor L'Saida. Mizmor L'Saida is Tam, a Perkin David said into Hillim, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't find any direct correlation between Mizmor L'Saida and Karban Taida. In Cain, that the way we say Mizmor L'Saida and davening must be unrelated to any Karban, because we never find a connection between Mizmor L'Saida and the Karban Taida. It's only for Haida, and therefore we can say it also on Shabbos. There you go, Adkan.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.